Swansea. Swansea was wet and windy yet again on the 23rd of November, which inevitably had an impact, but we sold 21 copies of The Socialist. Younger people we meet are more positive about the manifesto pledges on the minimum wage, scrapping zero-hour contacts, and abolishing tuition fees, as well as the commitments on housing and rent controls. However, there is still a widespread mood of indifference towards politicians and a plague on all your houses. A minority are vocally abusive towards both Johnson and Corbyn. The experience of the main party's maneuvers against Brexit is always in the background. We haven't yet felt the mood of excitement and enthusiasm which was around after Labour's 2017 manifesto leak. But that can still change in the last weeks. Alec Thraves leads. We sold 6 copies of The Socialist in an hour in Leeds on the 23rd of November, campaigning in support of the postal workers, renationalising Royal Mail, and defending the right to strike. Many of those stopping were unaware that the recent strike had been blocked by an unelected judge. They backed the posters and signed our petition in support of the CWU. One postal worker stopped at the stall and told us he wanted a Jeremy Corbyn government and everything renationalised. The mood was mixed in regard to the election, with a number of conversations about the recent TV debates. One person who was hostile to Corbyn told us they were supporting Boris Johnson on the basis he was funny and wanted to invest in the NHS and the police. They were shocked when we highlighted Johnson's record of cuts to public services. Michael Docherty Stratford. Jeremy Corbyn's most far-reaching anti-austerity manifesto has started to have some effect. In Stratford, East London, people normally keep their heads down. But we sold 6 copies of The Socialist on the 23rd of November, and met 3 people who wanted to find out about getting involved with the Socialist Party. People liked our explanation of how and why Corbyn must go further to get his policies implemented. However, because Corbyn has appeared quiet and indecisive until the manifesto, right-wing propaganda about terrorism and antisemitism resonated among some workers, especially the most downtrodden. Ian Patterson. Lewisham. In Lewisham, South London, there was lots of support for Corbyn on the 23rd of November. We sold 16 copies of The Socialist. Zara, a young mother with a child, said, "Corbyn knows what he is doing. He is up against the elite to run things. I'm scared to death with what they are doing to the NHS. My kids need decent schools." Bill Mullins. Liverpool. Liverpool Socialist Party campaigned on the NHS on the 23rd of November, particularly focusing on threats to the local women's hospital and walk-in centres. Many were keen to sign the petition, voicing concerns at the current rundown state of the NHS, and worries about its wholesale privatisation should the Tories win the general election. The Labour Party had just launched its election manifesto. This was raised in conversation by a few people who visited the stall. Generally supportive, although "where's the money coming from" was a question put by a couple of people. We sold several copies of The Socialist, and received over £30 in donations. Roger Bannister,